No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed today. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so we're going to kick off today's broadcast with a topic that we, I don't know, have we talked about this lately? What do you think there, Ed? Drones? Has that come up at all?
Yeah.
Maybe just a tad. Yes, because drones,
just
once again.
Drone radio.
You know what? It's turning into that. I really don't do that on purpose. I'm not a big fan of drones. I've shared my thoughts that I think this is a problem.
Well, why don't we just stop talking about them then?
Well, because they keep coming up in the news, and I see more problems developing. You know, last week we were talking about a drone that catches other drones.
Yeah.
Where you could set up a drone perimeter, and maybe this was the solution. You could set up these spider web catching drones around airplanes or airports, and then we've eliminated that conflict with us pilots, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't like that idea.
I
thought it was friggin' cool.
I still like shotguns.
Well, I'm telling you, Spider-Man equipped, you know, drones. And, well, like I said, we got to put them on airplanes just for fun and amusement. But yeah. Maybe that's just me. So after we do that story last week, then another story comes out about how to combat drones. And evidently, I think it's in Germany or Switzerland or someplace where they went to nature. Did you see this video? I posted it up on the Just Plain Radio Facebook page. And they're training bald eagles to take out drones.
Oh, now that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so guarding the, you know, you have your watchdogs.
Yeah.
You know, pit bulls or German shepherds, you know, that the police use to walk the perimeters. We would use bald eagles.
Hey, we have two or three of them at the executive airport already.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Catch them and train them.
You got to train them to take out drones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't know if there's any limit to their, you know, the size drone they can take down. But these are pretty big. Those bald eagles are huge.
Yeah.
So
let's put it this way: I we've seen enough of them, and you know, I see one flying next to me, and in if I'm in a skycatcher, I'm not sure the skycatcher is going to win that battle.
Really?
They are big birds. Yeah.
Yeah. They are huge. And we have them all over.
Oh, yeah, all over.
So why not have them start protecting us?
There you go.
As opposed to just being our symbol of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
I think.
Well, that's what they're doing. And I guess it took some, you know, other country to, you know, come up with a solution. So they're working on this plan. I don't know.
There would be something politically incorrect about that in our country. And we would, you know, somebody would have an issue with, you know, picking on the poor drones or having the birds, you know, endangering them by having them attack. An attack bird attacking is in danger. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, PETA would come up with some kind of issue with this. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. But it's another solution that is somewhat creative. But I don't know if it's practical because, you know, if you introduce more birds to the environment, I mean, like you said, they're already there, I guess. But if you're having them fly, you know, in a formation around an airport to guard against drones, that wouldn't necessarily be good either, would it?
That's a hazard, too.
Right. So it's one half dozen of the other.
You need to basically have them sitting ready reserve on the ground. And when a drone comes in the area, you just sick it on it, you know, just like, you know, launch.
Mm-hmm.
Scramble the five eagle squadron.
Yeah, but then there would be like, hey, that's our club name. What are we doing here? Yeah, I don't know. It would be it'd be an interesting idea, I guess. But we'll see where that evolves, and maybe nature has the answer for us as when it comes to patrolling the skies for drones. Now, the FAA released their numbers on drone registrations. You know, the first month they did this for the beginning of the year. They were going to waive the $5 fee. Mm-hmm. And evidently that worked. They got over like 300,000 people to register their drones. because they would save $5. Now, if you have to, I think you have another week or so to register your drone, and then I don't know what happens. You know, men in black suits show up on your door or something. You have a certain time period where you're supposed to have your drone registered, but it's $5 now.
Yeah.
But the fact that they got that many, just know that there's 300,000 registered drone operators across the country in the United States flying around your, you know, flying vehicle potentially. So we'll see if that creates more conflicts or not. Hmm. So far, no.
Okay.
What?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. You're going to run some math here?
I'm going to do a little quick search.
Yeah.
How many certified pilots there are?
Hmm. Well, we know there's, they're not certified drone pilots. There's just,
no, I'm just saying,
300,000 people that have registered their drones. And I believe one registrant can do, you know, several different drones. So one person could count for 5 different drones, depending on how many, he owned. I believe that's how the rule works.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to come up with, see if I can find a...
What the number is of registered pilots or certified pilots is currently in the United States. You know, we don't have this at the top of our head, on our mind. We don't know this. We should have this data.
Well, what is the... you should have this data.
The intranets are not working correctly.
Well, no, it's just, did you search the right thing?
All right, well... We'll find out.
Yeah, I think we need to find that out, because that would be an interesting number to see if we're... I know we're not outnumbered yet, but...
Well, once again...
Those are the registered ones versus the ones that are really out there.
Well, true. And like I said, one registrant could have 5 drones.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're looking like how many, drones compared
to... I know people that have 5, 10, 20, 30 airplanes, so that doesn't matter.
Well, okay. If you want to look at it like that, I guess you could. All right. Well, we'll see. They're going to match eventually.
You know what they call the guy with 30?
30 planes?
Yeah.
Awesome.
The winner.
Of course. Exactly. All right, so...
You know, the one who dies with the most toys does win.
Yes, well, we know that. Definitely. I'm working at it. Look at this room. I got so much crap, it's crazy.
I will confirm that for the listeners.
Now, we had talked about in this room. Racing the drones... like Star Wars, there's a company that is actually, they're putting together a league of drone racers, like the scooter racers on Star Wars. All right, so
pod racers
or pod racers, right? You would know this.
And you said
geek.
You watch Star Wars.
Well, I watch it. I don't know all the lingo.
Okay.
But I'm hip to your jive. So, Star Wars pod racers of drones, and they're really working on this, where they'd actually race them through, arenas. You saw the video of that. That is pretty cool, I will admit it. And there's some big players that are, financing this league. I think the lead singer of Muse, which I know you're a big fan of their music. Their latest album is called Drones, by the way. So
who the hell's that?
Muse. They're a great rock band. You should be hip to their jive there.
Are they classic rock?
Yeah, they're right up there with Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and all your other favorites. All right, so anyway, this is coming, possibly. We'll see. They got to fly through obstacles and things like that. Drone racing. Just Google it. You'll find that. Here's another sport that a guy's trying to develop that has an aviation spin to it. Now, I don't know if you saw this, and I'll try to get this up on the Just Plain Radio Facebook as well. But I saw this week a guy is trying to make flying wing boards.
What?
Yeah. So you would ski through the air on the back of an airplane. And it's a curved wing foil that you stand on. It's like a wing walker, but you're literally being towed by the back of an airplane like a skier.
Okay. Let me ask
Wingboarding is what he calls it.
Let me ask you this. Like skiing, is he holding onto the rope or is the rope attached to the board?
It would be attached from what I see.
From the board.
Yeah, you couldn't hold it.
That would be kind of interesting to see if
it'd be like
it.
Towing wing walkers. That's what it would be, kind of.
Well, it's like towing a glider.
Towing a glider, exactly. But you would actually be standing on the wing and and flying with a helmet. Well, you might be the puller, or
I might be the pilot pulling it, but I will not be standing on that thing.
So wing boarding. I mean, this is a new sport this guy is trying to develop. He's come up with a prototype of his wing board, mm-hmm. and he thinks this could be the new big thing. You know, a spin-off kite flying or, mm-hmm. you know, that type of wave board type of stuff. But you literally would be towed by an airplane. An advertising banner.
That would be, yeah, exactly.
Hey!
Now you see the guys standing on the corners with their signs. So he can get on the wing board and have his sign spin around. Same thing.
Hey, it's all about the marketing. You heard it here first on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly. Oh, I gotta
set myself free.
Time for me to fly.
Now that's just how it's got to be. I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Okay, so there has been some other news in the world of aviation this weekend about the third-class medical. I feel like a broken record. Drones and third-class medical updates. That's really, it doesn't really, you know, come off the tongue that smoothly. That's why we just go with Just Plain Radio. Otherwise, maybe we should call it third class medical and drone radio. See, it doesn't work. Ed, you hear what I'm saying?
I don't know. Sure is what we talk more about.
Yeah. Well,
if somebody started his flight training, we'd have a little more to talk about.
Well, next week we may have some news on that, because once again, I'm waiting to get my eye test done, and I'll have that done by next week's episode. So you'll get an update.
Well, now
that I'll be blind.
I'm going to throw something else out there.
Oh, what now?
Remember Patrick, our friend from Signature?
Yeah,
got an email from him today. He needs to get his medical. He's going to get back into it.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say he's definitely going to beat you.
Well, not if they give me a green light and say they can fix my eyes and we're good to go.
I don't know about that.
We'll see. We'll find out next week. It's called the tease, Rick.
He'd be happy to come in and talk almost every week about how much better he is than you.
Well, thanks for that. Anyway, moving on to that news about the third class medical. I've been holding out, thinking that maybe this would just be approved and I wouldn't need to get a third class medical anymore, but that doesn't seem to be happening. And they have a plan to get it.
Hold your breath.
Yeah. Well,
if you did, then you wouldn't get a medical because you'd be dead.
Okay. And but they've come up with a plan to make your third class medical or your medical evaluation last for a couple of years, or you don't have to constantly get it renewed every year and that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, no. And like I say, this fallback position that they took is not what the industry wanted.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
It really has no basis on it other than there's a political power pull between Congress and specifically a certain senator's office and the FAA and AOPA and the Airlines Pilots Association. And the Airline Pilots Association evidently has got a lot more to say about it than the people who are actually affected by it, because we're pilots. Their pilots don't use third-class medicals. Yeah. They have first-class medicals.
Right. And they're we got to do all this extra crap. So they can't get off like that. That's not fair.
It's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on with that.
Yeah. I still don't quite get their motivation of why they threw a wrench into the whole deal like that. But, hey, we'll leave that for another day. The issue right now, evidently, is that it's part of the FAA appropriations bill that Congress has to get squared away by March, I believe, the end of March. Mm-hmm. And there's a new wrinkle in the whole plan, evidently.
Yeah.
Because there's a group of senators that have, there's a proposal from the commercial folks in the Pilots Association, I believe, is behind it, too, that they want to support the privatization of ATC, air traffic control, with user fees potentially, which is something general aviation is definitely against. We've talked about this many times before as well.
And the current level of taxation is based on fuel used. It's a per gallon tax on both jet fuel and avgas.
Right.
So the more you burn, the more you pay. Yes, airliners burn a lot of fuel, so they're trying to cut their costs by having small airplanes pay larger fees than, or fees that are almost equal to their fees, and as a result, throwing undue burden of expense on the small airplane.
Right.
And it will kill aviation. Look at Europe. Every landing, every touch and go landing, $15.
Ouch.
You know, that air traffic control service filing a flight plan, $45.
Mm-hmm.
These are things we don't pay for now.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this.
And if privatization occurs, that is what's going to happen. And it will kill general aviation, and you might as well not bother getting your pilot certificate, because you won't be able to afford to use it.
Or you just got to fly around the world and just not stop.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Google's working on that, but that's another story we'll save for later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, we do have a strong, you know, a caucus, an aviation caucus in Congress that has written a letter this week to the other members that are trying to work through this process, this reappropriation bill. And they've said that, look, if there is a plan to put user fees into this effort to fund ATC, we are going to fight it. And that's good and bad from the sense that, well, okay, wait a minute. Now it looks like there's going to be a big fight, which means more potential delays. I have a feeling they're going to extend this thing.
But, Greg, it is a 1,000-time bigger issue.
Well, it's a huge issue. Of course it is.
That, you know, third-class medical is a nice to do.
It's like a gnat or a pimple on the butt bill.
There should be no reason why they can't accomplish both, but anybody who knows anything about how the aviation industry and air traffic control environment works, and how it's dealt with in countries that are privatized will tell you that they can go get a third class medical in place of having to deal with all those extra fees.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I say I think that yeah, it probably will, and there's going to be bartering going on, as there always is in political deals like this. But by all means, this is huge compared to third class medical.
Well, I agree. If what you're saying, if we can derail the user fee issue and the third class medical doesn't change or doesn't go or whatever, we should be happy. I would agree with you. Yeah. It's unfortunate, though, that we've been dealing with this third class medical issue for, what, 2-3 years now, if not longer.
Yeah.
And it looks, once again, because it's been attached to this appropriations bill, that it's going to get derailed or delayed even further. So much for getting this done anytime soon. But I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe they'll come up with some kind of compromise and work out a plan. But it just looks to me, from what I'm seeing, that the fight is just beginning.
Yeah.
And my prediction will be that they'll end up doing another extension. They won't get this done by March. You watch. They'll just say, okay, let's extend it out another 6 months, because that's what they did last time, right?
Yeah.
For the FAA money.
Yeah.
And they'll do that until they figure it out. But who knows? We'll see. They'll just keep pushing it back as long as they have to. But why did they got to put it the third class medical attached to that? Just do it separate. It's just a separate vote, isn't it?
They're politicians.
Damn those politicians! Okay, well, enough politics. We'll move on to something more pleasant next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings. Can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew this week as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. Now, Captain Ed came into the studio today, and he said something about, call signs or, or what? What did you say?
Well, about a week or two ago, Bolden Method, which is a super awesome group of aviation educators, they put out these quizzes every week.
And Bolden Method.
Bolden Method.
Okay.
And just, you know, things that, you know, make a pilot read and say, boy, I never thought of that. And you get to compare your quizzes and share your quizzes with friends. And great bloggers, great articles that they put out there. And they came out with one that was about coming up with your call sign. Now, the tradition with the military is, you know, like Top Gun, Maverick didn't come up with his own name. He was given that by people around him in his squadron.
Right.
And same thing with Goose. That they were given those names. They didn't get to choose those names.
Right. Yeah. In my case, I've been called Stinky and Chunkster.
Well, now, Stinky's my son's call sign, but I'll tell you that story another time. But
I really don't want that.
Yeah, I figured you didn't want that one.
Yeah.
But so they came up with this little quiz, and Maggie took it, and she came up with the call sign Casper. And you basically answer questions or pick pictures based on things you like which airport you'd like to fly out of, and which vehicle do you like to drive, which airplane you or like to fly, or which air intake on an airplane would be the airplane you would fly.
Got it. So Maggie and one of your other flight instructors at Flight Training Professionals.
Now, of course, she already has a call sign that we gave her, Sky Princess, because she was the Sky Catcher Princess and just got shortened to Sky Princess.
Uh-huh.
So I went ahead and I did it and got the call sign Vapor, and I'd already been...
That sounds very similar to Stinky.
Well... Now, I'd already been given a call sign by my staff down in South Florida, which I much prefer. But so I think when we come back, you need to take the quiz, and we need to find out what your call sign is.
I like it. Well, we'll find out next.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's going on?
We're losing altitude. I'm going to try to put her down at that Air Force base.
Hey, hang on, Chris. We've got a distress call coming in.
Mayday! Mayday! Requesting emergency landing!
I see you, pilot. You are clear for landing.
This is going to be nuts.
God be with them. They did it. They landed.
And look. They're in love.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so we've gotten this website, boldmethod.com, and you take this quiz and this will tell me what my call sign should be. Is that what you're saying, Ed?
Yep.
All right, so, and it's all pictures. You don't even have to read much.
Well, a little bit of reading's involved, but
a little bit of reading.
So the first thing you need to do is look at those six airports. Which of those airports would you like to fly out of the most?
Okay, well, you know, you got mountains. You got, looks like one, well, it looks like Seattle for one.
Mm-hmm.
Mountains, cityscape. Oh, Caribbean. There, I see that turquoise water. That's mm-hmm. me. I want to be like Abington.
Okay.
Except a dude. All right, so...
Now, the next one is what? Which vehicle would you rather drive?
Which vehicle? Okay, they got a boat. You know, I do my boating channels.
Well, they got a big four-wheel drive truck there, too.
Which would you rather drive?
Yeah, and then they got, a Sea-Doo and...
Well, and then they got, like,
a Lamborghini.
Yeah, let's go with the Lamborghini. Why not? That's more me. I'm kind of cool that way.
Not.
All right. What's your style of flying?
Okay, so read them all.
Above the clouds.
That's one.
I was just going to say in the air. vertical takeoff, please.
Yeah.
Helicopter, no. Low and slow, high altitude, any speed as long as I'm treetop level or fast. What is my style? Low and slow, vertical. I'm not a helicopter pilot. High altitude above, I'd say, gosh, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with above the clouds. I want to see stuff. I mean, you'd still see stuff above the clouds, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh. Well, isn't that high altitude above the clouds?
Yeah, high altitude.
Is the same, isn't it?
Well, no, high above the clouds means you want to fly IFR.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go high altitude because I want to enjoy the scenery.
All right.
All right. Next one. Pilots need sunglasses, so pick a pair. Aviators, no, they look kind of weird with aviators, which is just, you know, that's just me. Yeah, I'm too damn handsome for aviators. They got some that kind of look like bug eyes. For whatever reason, that looks good on me. At least that's what I tell myself. Yeah, we'll go with that. Question number five on figuring out what your call sign will be. They're asking you, what would you rather do in your off time?
There's a picture of hiking.
Going to a football game. Changing the oil in your car? No, that's definitely not me. Riding a bike.
Yeah, there's dirt biking, too.
Let's see. I don't know. Fishing, hiking.
Some of those are a little too active for you.
Yeah.
Which one involves sitting?
What? I'm actually more of a hiker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I walk all the time, dude. No, come on.
That's backpacking. That's with, you know, going out into the wild and putting a tent
this
up.
This is a picture.
We have seen you. We have seen you put up a tent. Don't select that one because lying.
That is my Sherpa. Is that what it's called? My assistant that would lug all the stuff?
I think you need to pick another one because I guarantee you that's not what you would do with your time.
All right, let's go. We'll go with fishing then. What the heck? I mean, it's close enough to the water. I can dive fish. Whatever.
There you go.
Next one, pick an air intake.
And those are air intakes of jet engines. And, you know, if you are savvy enough, you can actually pick the airplane by the intake.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm savvy enough.
There are two of them that are stealth aircraft.
Right. They look like fighter jets.
Well, they're all fighter jets.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Up there, there's at least an F-15.
Well,
I think
these
MiG-29.
Right here kind of rotate, so they're going to be like Osprey type of thing, right? Could take off.
You know,
vertically.
I can't see.
See that one? See? I'll move out of the way.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Oh, okay. See, you know, sometimes I think I learn stuff and I see stuff and it's just not reality.
Okay.
So I should just pick one?
Pick one you think looks cool.
This one has a 9 on it, so at least I can see the race numbers on it. Okay, there you go.
And your call sign is?
Casper.
Casper!
Me and Maggie.
We're the friendly
like
ghost.
The same.
We both are quite fair, fairly, fair complected, right?
Yeah, actually, that's true. That is true.
We look like we have lived under a rock for many, many years.
Okay, so you are now Casper.
Okay. I don't really get that, though. What does that have to do with any of that stuff? I mean, I think of Casper the friendly ghost. What, I'm friendly? Is
no,
that it?
No.
Fair complected? There's not a question that answered
now,
that.
Now, I went and I played around with a lot of things and got a few different. I've seen people get the call sign Ripcord. Mm-hmm. One got 8-Ball.
Somebody with a drug
problem,
yeah,
I was kind of figuring that's the one that would come out for you was 8-Ball.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't even get what Casper would mean. You just think of white and you think of ghost or mm-hmm. friendly.
Ghost.
Why would you want to be a ghost if you're a fighter pilot or a pilot, period?
You must have picked a stealth airplane.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, maybe. Well, or in somewhere maybe in the airport you picked. I don't know.
In the Caribbean.
Yeah. I know I changed my answers a couple different ways and still got Vapor.
Yeah.
So it had to be like one or two pictures that really came up with it. But I thought it was kind of fun.
It's fun, but I think Stinky and Chunkster are still going to
stick.
Outrank
they're
it. Stick. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But so. If you get a chance, anybody, go to boldmethod.com. Great site.
Great way to kill some time.
Like them on Facebook, and you can also get daily blogs kicked out to your email, and these quizzes come with them, and you know, they'll quiz you about airspace, they'll quiz you about, you know, how to, you know, let's say, how, you know, 5 ways to make better landings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's educational, safety oriented, and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and it's kind of keeps your head in the game when you're not flying.
Yeah.
Fun little tidbits like that.
And that's really why I brought it up for you, Greg.
Well, yeah.
This is something you should do.
What, occupy my brain with aviation stuff?
No, get on the Bold Method site and have them send you stuff daily so it keeps your brain in it.
Yeah, well, I like that idea. I just don't, I'm kind of depressed that I got a lame call sign, though. I mean, me and Maggie got the same damn call sign. How's that possible?
I mean, I know, she is way cooler than you. How'd she get the same call sign as you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering, is Casper a female or a male call sign? Not that I'm going to judge either way. But it's your call sign is Pat. What is that? You know?
I think it is unisex. I don't think there is anything there that would differentiate men from women.
Well, how do they really do call signs?
It literally is that you're...
The other crew the other call squadron, something, right?
The other squadron comes up with a name. It's usually because of something you did or didn't do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that it fits... Usually,
no, I don't remember.
And it may not be nice.
Well, you know, you're a big fan of Top Gun.
Yeah.
I saw the movie. I don't remember a lot of it, but was Goose? How did he get his name? I can only imagine.
Well, at the academy, he was, you know, making sure everybody
coming up
stayed,
behind people.
Made sure everybody was behaving themselves, so he became Mother Goose. So his call sign ended up being Goose. Because he was mothering them.
Okay. So. And your call sign, once again, was what? Vapor?
Vapor.
No. That's what it came up with.
That's what it came up
with. But what do they call you at the office or behind your back when you're not listening?
That I don't know.
One of those 4-letter words we're not allowed to say on the
probably.
Radio?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2-word. Two.
Yeah. 2 syllables?
2 syllables.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, probably.
I get that every now and then, too. All right. Well,
the problem is I say thank you when they say it.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, everybody needs a call sign. If you're going to be a pilot, you should have one.
That's right.
And, you know, I don't know what, you know, the kind of sunglasses you wear. I don't know how that would apply necessarily. But I think it has to be more on a personal level, I would think. Or like you said, something you did. When you were flying, like when I did my first solo flight, or was second solo. And I
did the 360.
Yeah, because that's what the female ATC tower employee told me to do.
Then now your call sign is Do-Si-Do.
Do-Si-Do?
Do-Si-Do your partner.
Nah.
Yeah,
nah.
Do-Si-Do. It's official, folks. Greg's call sign is Do-Si-Do.
I was thinking more like, you know, something that you,
you don't get to pick it.
Has you under her thumb.
You don't get to pick it.
Well, yeah, but I just did. No, it was a female voice.
No.
I didn't think I had the power to
Do-Si-Do.
Argue with her.
Do-Si-Do.
You know, Ed, I'm really thinking of like a 50 Shades of Greg kind of thing. Maybe I'm the submissive in this relationship.
How we go from Do-Si-Do to submissive?
I don't know. It was quite a diversion, wasn't it?
It was.
And we apologize. More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Have you ever seen a diver down flag floating on top of the water? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what this means whether you're diving or not next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
In the U.S., a red flag with a diagonal white stripe through it means diver down. It's a badge of honor when seen on a diver's shirt, hat, bumper sticker, and the like. However, when you see a dive flag on the water, boaters should stay at least 300 feet away, while divers stay within 150 feet of their flag. It's the law in some areas and just good sense in order to prevent injury by prop and vessel strikes. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Wheels up, flaps down. Let's fly.
I wanna fly. I'm ready to burn down all the walls that I've been building up inside.
This is Just Plane Radio. We are navigating the latest aviation news and information. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain
also known
Ed.
As Do-Si-Do.
Quiet. submissive isn't. No, I don't like that either.
Do-Si-Do.
Okay.
I think it's going to stick.
Vaporize or what is it?
Nothing.
Yeah. Stinky.
Vapor.
Anyway, we got some other news to cover before we finish up today's virtual flight. How about this? Maryland legislators are being asked to lower the cost of flying by exempting upgrades and repairs to airplanes from paying taxes. You know, so they would get an exemption on that.
Yeah,
that would be a win-win, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. In fact, it's something that a group called FABA, Florida Aviation Business Association, lobbied the Florida State Legislature for a couple of years ago, and actually also the case here in Florida.
Okay, so this way you're encouraging, you know, aviators to keep their planes updated and maintain.
Keep them flying, which means more flight time, which is good for the aviation businesses, the maintenance facility.
Safer for the public and that kind of thing.
The fixed base operator that sells them fuel, the flight school that trains them. So, yes, it's anytime you can give somebody a tax break to do something like that. It is well worth it.
Now, I guess that applies to service, right? As well as parts, or because you could just buy the parts on eBay and avoid the tax, I guess, couldn't you?
Well, no, not really.
No.
When it comes to a part for an airplane, it's got to be a certified part. And yeah, you might be able to buy some certified parts on eBay as long as they come with the proper paperwork. Because I'm sure there are people out there surplusing their inventory.
Well, I mean, if you bought it out of state.
What I'm saying is it still has to be a certified part and approved by the FAA to be putting in the airplane. You can't just go down to Napa and get an alternator and put it in your airplane.
You can't do that.
Legally.
Ah.
I'm not saying it hasn't been done because they are, in some cases, in airplanes from the 70s and alternators from the 70s, they were identical except for a stamp.
Interesting.
But it is illegal to put anything other than approved parts on the airplane. And so somebody could buy an airplane, take parts off of it, and try to sell them on eBay, but because a mechanic didn't take the parts off and certify it as a serviceable item and send it with a yellow or sell it with a yellow tag, then that part, because there's no paper trail, could not be put on an airplane.
And you would get caught doing that, what, on your annual inspection thing?
When you take your airplane to a different mechanic, other than the mechanic to put it on your airplane, they would look at it and say, and look at the paperwork, and then there could be issues. And basically, they could refuse to sign your airplane off until those parts are removed and replaced with better parts.
Well, how would they? Would they actually look at the paperwork, or would they just look at the part?
The paperwork has to stay with the logbook. So anytime we put a new part in the airplane, that paperwork is actually affixed into the aircraft's logbook.
Okay, so if you took an alternator, that paperwork would have to stay in the airplane logbook.
Yeah, we have to put the serial number of the part that's been put in the airplane, the part number, and then affix the yellow tag or the serviceable item tag.
Well, that's a pain.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's to have an airplane and keep those records as correctly as the FAA would like them is a challenge. That's why we offer a service for our customers that own their own airplanes. We manage them for them and make sure that the maintenance is properly complied with, and so that they know that those logbooks are absolutely correct.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, we charge a small fee for it, but it is the big issue is they're protecting their investment, their value, because if those logbooks are not accurate or if they are lost in any or destroyed, the airplane's value drops $10,000 to $20,000.
Well, I knew that because I watch Airplane Repo. So there.
Yeah.
All right. So
God, have we gotten so long without you talking about that show?
All right. So this is kind of drones, but not so much. It's more
time
airplanes.
For the drone moon.
Google is getting into the airplane business, it looks like, with Project Skybender. Have you heard about this? It sounds like a James Bond movie.
Is this where they're going to try to provide internet service from
the skies?
From the skies?
From airplanes. Mm-hmm. Solar-powered airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
They evidently have a plan in place. You know, it's still kind of hush-hush. That's why it's called Project Skybender. Because you don't really know what exactly they're doing, but... Yeah. Supposedly, it has something to do with providing 5G, which will be the new cell service, I guess, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll fly these solar-powered airplanes, which kind of look like... I mean, look at this picture. I'm sure this is a mock-up or something.
Yeah, but it looks like a powered glider.
Yeah, well, it looks like a paper airplane.
Yeah,
with one of those weird, flimsy props on the front.
Well, it's probably electric, and it's probably got solar panels to keep it charged.
Right. Well, that's it. All the top service is all solar panels, so it'd operate and fly around the world, I guess, all the time at a certain altitude, very high up. Mm-hmm. I think this is in that, 60,000 to 80,000.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why the wings have to be that long.
Yeah.
In the thin air up there, that's like the U-2 spy plane. They have such long wings to go up into those higher altitudes.
Yeah. So, but they would be manless planes. So they would be drones. But these look more like planes than drones, I guess. From what you think.
You look at most of the military drones. They look like that.
Well, true. You know, and thing about these is that the Eagles can't fly that high to take them down. You know what I mean? I don't think.
Beyond the Eagle zone.
Yeah. But I would think that's only good from an aviation standpoint. Wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
When Google gets into this type of stuff, things have a tendency to move faster.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, with it came with the drones and Amazon. You see how they're coming along.
Yeah.
And you're such a big fan. I figured you'd like that.
Yeah.
Do you hear the enthusiasm in his voice?
No, actually, this does make a lot of sense for internet service.
And on that note, we'll leave it. Because then you can download Just Plain Radio that much faster.
There you go.
Till next week, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.